The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 2nd Canto, Chapter Number 5, Text Number 8. Given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari. Recorded on January 10th, 2007, in Lautoka, Fiji.
So, today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 2nd Canto, Chapter Number 5, The Cause of All Causes, Text Number 8. Etanme prichata sarvam sarvagyasa kaleshvara vijanihi yata vedam aham bujyenu shashita. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. My dear Father, you know everything, and you are the controller of all. Therefore, may all that I have inquired from you be kindly instructed to me, so that I may be able to understand it as your student. Purport. The inquiries made by Narada Muni are very important for everyone concerned. And as such, Narada requested Dhammaji to deem them suitable so that all others who may come in the line of the siddhic succession of the Brahma Sampradaya may also know them properly without any difficulty. Om Jnanatyanamandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Shakshurum militam yena tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Shtapitam yena Bhutale Svayam Rupakathamayam Dadati Svabadhantikam. So, this is a very important point. Very, very important. That the knowledge must be properly given. Evam parampara praptam mamrajarshayo vidu. This knowledge was thus received in the chain of the siddhic succession, and the saintly kings understood it in that way. Nowadays, it has become a very popular business to become a guru by making some flowery language and fooling the innocent people. But such so-called gurus are simply a useless waste of time. They are going to the darkest region of the universe, and those persons who are so foolish to follow them are going with them to the darkest region of the universe. The actual guru that we should approach for spiritual enlightenment is that person who is coming in siddhic succession from Krishna. Krishna gives the knowledge to Brahmaji, Brahmaji to Naradji, Narad to Vyas. In this way, the knowledge has come down purely through the siddhic succession all the way to Lord Chaitanya. Srila Prabhupada said that my Guru Maharaj is 10th in the line from Lord Chaitanya. I am 11th. And he told his disciples, he said, and you are 12th in the line from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So to hear the knowledge from those who are actually in the siddhic line, this is imperative. If we all of a sudden, if we try to get the knowledge without going through the guru parampara, that knowledge will not be accurate. It will be damaged. It will be distorted. Just like in India, when the mango season comes, they station the workers up and down on the tree. One worker, he goes to the top, he picks the mango, he hangs it to the next worker, and this way the mangoes are carefully handed from worker to worker. Now, if they were just to shake the tree, saying, we don't want to station workers up and down the tree, we will just shake the tree and get the mangoes that way, what will happen? The mangoes will be useless. They'll be bruised, badly bruised. So, the knowledge of Krishna, you cannot jump directly to Krishna to get that knowledge. Sometimes people object, well, I don't like your Krishna consciousness philosophy because you say that I have to hear from God's messenger. I want to hear directly from God. I don't want to hear from the messenger. Well, I explained one such person. But God has directly told me, he's speaking in the Bhagavad Gita to us directly. God has directly told me that he wants me to hear from his messenger. You see? Someone may argue, I don't want to hear from messenger, I just want to hear from God. But what does God want? What does Krishna say? Evam parampara praptam nirmacharshayo vidu. This knowledge is by hearing from the messenger, my representative in disciplic succession. So if you say, I want to hear from God directly, all right, then hear what he directly has to say. You see, the real fact is, these rascals don't want to hear from God at all. They want to think that they are God. You see, that's the real fact. They say, I don't want to accept a guru, I just want to go directly to God. But when you go directly to God, what does he say? He states in the Adi Purana, if you come to me directly, you're not my devotee. But if you're the devotee of my devotee, then I accept you as my devotee. That is directly stated by Krishna to Arjuna in Adi Purana. So anyone who claims, I don't want to go through the representative, I just want to go directly to Krishna. Alright, if you go to him directly, what will he do? He'll send you to his representative. Now will you deny his instruction? That means you don't want to surrender, that's all. You want to think that you're the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that you're the star of the show and everybody else is your supporting actor. Sorry, that's not the way the drama of reality has been cast. Everybody has their role, you have your role. You are not God. You may not like to hear that, but you're not God. Our position is servant of God. We were discussing yesterday. That is not a bad position to be in. Do you think being the servant of God is a bad position to be in? That being God is the only position? What do you think? You're intelligent young men. Is it a bad position to be God's servant? Is that a bad position to be in? Is that a good position to be in? Is that a bad position or good position? What do you think? You're an intelligent young man. Is it bad to be servant of God or is it good? Good thing. What do you say? It's good? Why is it good? Do you know why it is good? Yeah, speak up. Why is it good? What is he saying?
Opportunity to serve.
The reason it is good is that it enables you to be who you actually are. If the tree tries to imitate the bird, will it be successful? No. The tree cannot fly. If the bird tries to imitate the fish by swimming under the water, they will die, you see. So everyone has their dharma. Everyone has to act according to their dharma. And then they are happy, they are satisfied. So we are constitutionally, just as the fish is constituted for the water, The tree is constituted for the land, and the bird is constituted for the air. We, the jivas, the living entities, are constituted for service. We're meant to serve God by nature. The problem with our modern day society is they try to deny that nature. It's like a bunch of birds that say, no, we don't want to fly in the sky. We want to swim in the water. And they try to swim in the water, but they can't ever be successful at it. So the modern day society, they're saying, no, we want to be God. We don't want to be servants. And they're all trying to play God, you see. But they can't be successful at it. No matter how hard they try, they will never be successful in playing God. They cannot do it. But still, they go on trying stubbornly. The whole world, everyone is trying to play God. No wonder there's so much chaos and confusion in the world. People are crazy. They're trying to act as if they are the controllers of the universe. But we are not the controllers of the universe. We don't have to be the controllers of the universe to be happy. They have this false idea, the only way to be happy is to become the controller. That's their misconception. The only way to be happy is to be the controller. No. Just cooperate with the controller and then everything will be perfect. We cannot control. We can't even control our bowels. And we think we're going to control the universe. It's ridiculous. We are controlled by our bowels. When they say it's time to go to the toilet room, we have to run. You see, what control we have. And you want to control the whole universe? You can't even control your own bowels. Is it? So, we should not try to be the controllers of the universe. We should understand there is a supreme controller, Krishna. Ishvaraha Paramaha Krishnaha. There is a supreme controller, Krishna. If we can just cooperate with Him, then all of our problems will be solved. Every problem will be solved. You don't have to worry about anything. So our Krishna consciousness movement is meant to educate everyone how to cooperate with the Supreme Controller. Just like here in Fiji, Srila Prabhupada wanted that everyone in this Fiji should become Krishna conscious, even the Fijian people. He said, Prabhupada said, they are good men. He wanted that everyone in Fiji should become Krishna conscious. So now our movement, it is, we can see it is struggling. Right now, especially in Lotoka, it is very much a struggling situation. Very few people are coming. A visiting spiritual master comes, and so many devotees here, they have no interest even here. You see? You are the special people who have interest to hear. Those of you who have come, you are the special people. You have come to hear. You see? That eagerness to hear, that gains the special recognition. This was how Prabhupada became recognized. Do you know that? When he was grihastha, businessman, he took some time off from his business to go to Vrindavan to hear Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur. They were doing the Vrindavan parikrama in different places. They would give the pravachan, Krishna Katha. But Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, he would speak in very, very erudite English, big, big words. You see, the materialistic Deminar cannot possibly stretch to the transcendental autocrat. And this way he would speak in big, big words. You have to get a big unabridged dictionary to look up the meaning. What is he saying? You see. So Prabhupada at that time, Abhay Charande, he said, I would understand or I would not understand. But still, I would go on hearing. He was very, very attached to hearing Guru Maharaj speak. Even he didn't know what he was talking about, still he wanted to sit there and keep hearing. So then shortly after that, the devotees in Allahabad, they recommended to Srila Bhakti Sanatana Sarasvati Thakur that we recommend this young man, Abhay Charan Day, for initiation. And Srila Bhakti Sanatana Sarasvati said, "Oh, this boy hears nicely. Yes, I will accept him as my disciple." Actually, in the evening time, in Vrindavan, evening time means time for darshan. It's very popular. In the Western countries, they want to go to cinema and nightclubs in the evening. But in Vrindavan, they want to go for darshan in the evening. So in the evening time, Bhaktisiddhanta was speaking, and hardly any, all the disciples, they were just leaving and going for darshan. Only a very few would stay in here. So Prabhupada was one of those few that would stay in here. So here we see in Fiji, in Lotoka this morning, everyone is simply caught up in their eating, sleeping, mating and tending. Only very small number, you are that small number, you see, are eager to hear the Bhagavad Gita. You see? People forget the urgency of this Bhagavad Gita. They don't realize. Parikshit Maharaj had 7 days to live, so he was very keen. I must hear Bhagavad Gita. But we are thinking, well, I will live a very long time. I will get serious about Bhagavad Gita. Now I will sleep. Now I will just think about getting up and going to my job or my office. I will not take seriously Bhagavad Gita. Because later on I will do. But what is stated by Maharaj Yudhisthira in this connection? Do you know that shloka? Ahani ahani bhutani ganchantiya yamalayam shesha stavram ichchami kim ashtarya mutahapadam. At every moment, countless numbers of living entities are being dragged to the court of Yamaraj. But those who are remaining, they think, oh, I will live a very long time. I don't need to worry about Bhagavad Gita because I'm going to live very long. Later on, I will think about Bhagavad Gita. You see. Maharaj Yudhisthira said, kim ashchari mataha param. There is nothing more wonderful than this. This is the most amazing thing in the world. That at every moment, my father dies, my mother died, my brother died, my sister, my dog died, my fish died, my sports hero died, everyone, the politician, my next door neighbor, everyone's dying, you see. But no, I will live forever. I don't have to worry about Bhagavad Gita, you see. I will live forever. So I'm seeing this disease, even the devotees here have become diseased in Fiji. Many devotees are diseased and are thinking they will live a very long time. They don't have to hear Bhagavad Gita every day. They don't have to come to the temple for Bhagavad Gita. Because I will live a very long time. The devotees also become, the ISKCON devotees in Fiji have become bewildered by the illusory energy. You see, they're not coming to hear Bhagavad Gita, but you are the special devotees. You are the true Prabhupada Nugas. You see, those of you who have come, you are the real devotees, the Prabhupada Nugas. Just as Prabhupada was very eager to hear when the other devotees were not eager to hear, you are the ones who are very eager to hear, even though the others are not eager to hear. So we have to do something here in Fiji to bring this yatra up. We have to reignite that spirit of enthusiasm we once saw here in this temple years ago, back in the 80s. When this temple was packed with people eager to hear and chant and remember Lord Sri Krishna. The material nature is infiltrated the Vaishnava Sangha here. Now it's time to to drive the personality of Kali out of the Vaishnava Sangha here. To bring that mood of hearing and chanting back to Fiji, where everyone is, where every morning the temple room is packed. When I came to begin the class this morning, how many devotees were in the temple room at the allotted time? There was no one. It was an empty temple room. But I felt good somebody had turned the microphone on at least. And the Bhagavatam was sitting here. At least somebody had been mindful to do that. So if we ourselves have become very eager and enthusiastic that every day as far as possible I must attend Bhagavatam, even if it's just one or two devotees, let us be very, very dedicated in the morning Bhagavatam class. You see. And if we're enthusiastic about it and we're tasting the nectar, then that disease will spread. Bhagavat ruchi is a disease, a contagious disease. If you have a taste for hearing and discussing Bhagavatam, and you engage in that activity every day, then that will have an impact, that will have an influence, and gradually another person will come, another person, and that day will come when this temple room is packed for Bhagavatam class every day. See. Full, packed, you see. We need to reignite the missionary spirit. I saw what the Mormons are doing here. The Mormons, they come from Australia or the U.S. Young men in their 20s, they wear the traditional Fijian dress, the sulu. Yeah, they're wearing the sulu. These are boys from America. They're dressing in a sulu and they're going out with a Bible all day long, going around preaching to the local people that you become Mormon. And their religion is spreading like crazy all over the world. Because they go out all day long and they preach. They approach people. They go to their homes. You see. They go everywhere and tell people about the Mormon religion. You see. But what are we doing here? Are we going door to door? Are we going on the street? Are you approaching everyone with Prabhupada's books? Are we doing that? Are we distributing books? Are we inviting people to the temple? Or what's happening? You see, we're not preaching. That's the problem. Because we are not preaching. We're not even enlivened to come for. I'm not. You know, as a community, we are not enlivened ourselves to even worship Krishna anymore. Practically speaking, how many people are coming every day? You see, just a few chosen people, but the community in general has lost the taste for Krishna consciousness, because there's no preaching spirit. Lord Chaitanya said, whomever you meet, instruct him in the teachings of Krishna. In this way, on my order, you become guru and deliver the people of this country. Lord Chaitanya wants us to deliver every man, woman and child in the Fiji island, to make them all Krishna conscious. So where is that preaching spirit? You see? If we develop that preaching spirit, we will be so enlivened by the Bhagavatam. We'll be tasting the sweetest nectar to come and hear the Bhagavatam every day. It'll just be, wow, this is the greatest nectar. We'll just be, our hairs will be standing on end. We'll become so enlivened to hear the Bhagavatam. You see? So I'm very confident that because Krishna has sent you all very sincere men and women to hear the class today, I'm very confident that we can turn around the situation here in Fiji and make this the leap. As Prabhupada said, it could become the first Krishna conscious country in the world. I'm convinced that we can do that. Are you convinced that Fiji can become the first Krishna conscious country in the world? Then let's do it. Let's work together as a team to make Krishna consciousness the that everyone in Fiji becomes Krishna conscious. The Indian people, the Chinese people, the Fijians, every ethnic group, they all become Krishna conscious. Let us make that our endeavor. Let us dedicate our lives for doing that. You see. And I guarantee you, if you're thinking like that, you're going back to home, back to God, it is guaranteed. If you take the mood of a spiritual revolutionary, you will be completely free of anxiety. You see. As long as you're just thinking, well, my own eating and sleeping, you'll always be miserable. But if you think, how can we make a revolution to make every man, woman, and child throughout the Fiji Islands Krishna conscious? Then you will taste the sweetest nectar at every minute, I guarantee you. You try this for 6 months, and if it doesn't work, I'll give you $10,000 cash. Could you use $10,000 right now? I gave it to you. US dollars, $10,000. Could you use that? Would it help you out? Who wouldn't want $10,000 US right now in the hand? Is it? But I'm backing up these words with a guarantee that if you put yourself in the revolutionary mood of let me dedicate myself to becoming a pure devotee and making every man, woman, and child on these Fiji Islands a pure devotee, I guarantee you, you will taste the sweetest nectar at every minute. And if you do not, 10,000 US dollars in the hand, $100 notes, will be yours. If you do this for 6 months and you don't taste the sweetest nectar at every minute. So, we can ask now if there's any questions. If one does not Yes, so if one doesn't have a taste for Krishna consciousness oneself, how can you possibly preach? That's a fact. So how will you get taste? So you can preach. How do you get the ball rolling? How do you start the engine? You see? Well, that's stated. Shru shru shro shradadanasya vasudeva kataruchi sanmahat sevaya vipra punya seva nakirtana. By serving those devotees who are completely free from vice, great service is done. By such service, one develops a taste for hearing the glories of Krishna. So if you have no taste, you're thinking, what can I do? I have no taste. How can I possibly get my bhakti engine started? Because there's nothing there. I'm just like a dried up prune. There's nothing there. I'm just, you know, I'm like a dead man, a corpse, a walking dead, walking around Fiji. What's going on here? It's very simple. All you have to do is find devotees who are completely free from all vice. You have to find out where are the pure devotees of Krishna who have given up all sense gratification, who have fully dedicated themselves for spreading Krishna consciousness all over the world. Where is there such a devotee? Let me serve that devotee. You see. Bhagavatam says, if you serve those devotees who are completely free from all vice, then you will develop that taste. Vasudeva kata ruchi. So it's very simple. Whenever you have the opportunity to serve those devotees who have dedicated their lives for preaching Krishna consciousness all over the world, you should become very, very enthusiastic to serve them. When Prabhupada was here, we were fighting with each other. Who will be the one that gets to do the service? Get out of the way. I'm going to do the service. We were pushing and shoving amongst the God brothers. Who will be the one that does the service? One devotee said, well, I'm going to carry... A devotee was standing there with an umbrella. He was waiting for Prabhupada to come out of the door so he could carry it. Prabhupada was walking. So he was going to carry the umbrella to shade Prabhupada. Another devotee said, what are you doing with that umbrella? He said, I'm going to hold it over Prabhupada. He said, no, give it to me. I'll hold the umbrella. So when Prabhupada was here, we were fighting. Who will be the one that gets to serve? You see. So this is the mood. If we can serve those devotees who are completely free from all vice, then by that service we will develop a taste for Krishna consciousness. And when you get that taste, when you taste the nectar of Krishna's name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare, you go, wow, this is nectar. This is the sweetest rust. This is so wonderful. I'm tasting so much happiness by chanting Krishna's name. And then you look out around Latok and you go, these people look dead around here. They're not tasting this nectar. And you feel sorry for them. How can I be tasting all this nectar when these people are starving to death spiritually, you see? Just like yesterday, I was on taking a little exercise walk down by the harbor there. And there was one Hindu boy sitting on the bench. He just looked like totally dead. So I just took my garland. I gave him the garland. Because I saw this person he's suffering like anything. Just sitting here like he was a dead man. But I said, this is the prasad of Krishna. Wear it all day long. It'll purify you. And he took the garland and he smiled. Put it on him. So we have to see how much the people are suffering without Krishna consciousness. And we have to give them our love. We have to give them kindness. People, Papa told us, if you have any feeling for your countrymen, then give them this Krishna consciousness. They are dying. So in this way, we have to become enthusiastic to make the people of Fiji Krishna conscious. Everyone, the Indians, the Fijians, the Chinese, everyone in these islands should be Krishna conscious. We must live for this. That every minute we must think how we can make all of Fiji Krishna conscious. That should be the whole purpose of our existence here. So, any other questions? If not, we will stop here. We thank you very much. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.